The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In the fall of 1970, I moved to East Tennessee to go to college. In those days, I found most things there were cheaper than where I'd grown up in Kentucky. I consistently bought gas for 31 cents a gallon, and that was name brand gas like Shell or Exxon. And if someone had told me that 37 years into the future we'd be paying nearly $4 a gallon for gasoline, I'd have laughed in their face. But here we are, and I have no doubt it'll go beyond $4 before long. Millions of Americans are asking, why is this happening? What can we do? Well, the surface explanation for why this is happening is that we're buying oil from the Muslims and the communists instead of pumping our own. Forget what your college professor told you about us not having enough oil. That's big oil company talk and big government propaganda, which is designed to keep us enslaved to a handful of super wealthy and governmental individuals who want to rule us and our children. There's plenty of oil in and around this continent to supply us way into the future. Not that we should keep using fossil fuels anyway. God has has much better ways for us to fuel our transportation system. But let's look deeper into why the oil prices are rising. Why has gasoline risen in 8 years from near $1 a gallon to near $4 a gallon? The real reason is because we've drifted deeper and deeper into rebellion against God. God promises in Deuteronomy 28:1, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, and carefully observe all His commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." National economic blessing is promised by God as long as we obey Him. When we disobey, economic difficulty is the result, and is always designed by God to get our attention again. So what is God saying to us by the rising oil prices, which, by the way, will make all other prices rise too, since everything is transported with oil? It's my conviction that ultimately God is forcing us to get to know our families and neighbors again. Those who are closest around us are the people whom God, in His providence, has designed for us to live with. He's not satisfied with our houses being a filling station where we and our children meet in passing on the way to the next school activity or sporting event. God doesn't like us not knowing our neighbors because we're too busy to care about them and what we can learn from each other. As it gets more expensive to travel, we will, of necessity, stay at home more. This will be a good thing. Time spent with family will let us get to know one another again and share our heart with each other. This brings knowledge and security to the next generation, which allows them to become what God has called them to be, leaders of the future. Likewise, we'll get to know our neighbors better. We'll learn from each other and gain valuable insight from each other's knowledge and skills. Plus, it will strengthen the local community and help us to focus more there, where we as an individual can make the most difference, instead of us being focused so much on the world at large, where we make very little impact. All this is good for state and national sovereignty, as opposed to being sucked into a global community. The Bible says, "Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you, and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can hear this program online at www.heritageministriesky.net. You can also download this program and share it with friends. There are many other interesting things on that website, such as a virtual tour of Washington to which we take young people and adults. We hope you'll go there and check it out. Our desire is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.